If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Why do you think it's so important that, particularly now in this time, that we start to develop a dialogue with God for each and every one of us?
Well, because nothing in this world is working. The world is falling apart. You know, we've put together many systems to try to make the world work. We put together political systems, economic systems, social systems, spiritual systems, but none of the systems that we've put together have actually produced the outcomes for which they were designed. For instance, the political system was designed in the hopes of bringing people and nations closer together, and even though they might have political differences, but you know, to bring them closer together in a cooperative venture called human life. But in fact, our political systems have done exactly the opposite. They've not brought us closer together. They've pushed us further apart. And recently, political systems have even become, at least in the United States, and also in other parts of the world as well, Myanmar is a perfect example. Political systems have become, in some cases, verbally violent and abusive and insulting. And in other cases, actually physically violent. So those systems have produced exactly the opposite outcome for which they were designed. Our economic systems, Amrit, were designed to hopefully provide at least equal opportunity. Maybe we couldn't guarantee equal outcomes, but we certainly hoped to provide equal opportunity. Now, economically, for people to, you know, do well in their life and be and feel financially secure. But our economic systems have, in fact, not produced that outcome. They have produced exactly the opposite. With five people in the world holding more wealth and resources than half of the world's population combined, and with people in some countries so poor and so without financial resources that they haven't had one drop of pure water in their entire lives. And we have 653 children, this is an actual statistic, by the way, 653 children dying on this planet of starvation every hour. Not every day, not every week, not every month, not every year. Every hour, because of rampant poverty. We can't even get food to starving children. And so our economic systems are clearly not working to produce the outcome for which they were designed. Our social systems were produced in the hopes of bringing people of different races, different colors, different religions, different economic status, different sexual orientations, and different points of view about life to bring us closer together. Those systems have produced exactly the opposite outcome. Rampant verbal insults and violence, and a sense of alienation between people in those groups, a higher experience of alienation than I have ever seen in my 80 years on this planet. And finally, our religious systems, originally designed to bring us closer to God and hopefully therefore closer to each other, have produced exactly the opposite outcome. More wars have been created and produced on this planet in the name of God than for any other single reason. We've had violence on the earth for all but 5% of recorded history, because we can't even agree on our religious experience. We can't find a way to, as I said earlier, to disagree agreeably. So we call each other names. We even condemn each other to everlasting damnation, because some religions say that if you belong to another religion, you're going straight to hell. So now, when we have every system you can imagine, religious systems, social systems, economic systems, and political systems dysfunctional, that would be the answer to your question. Why is it important for us to have some kind of experience with a higher power? You know what's interesting, Amrit? Sociologists have taken surveys in the past 10 years around the country. I should say around the world, actually. In most of the countries of the world, they've gone to people in the street. Sociologists have taken a survey, scientific survey, asking one question. It was a one-question survey. Do you believe in a higher power? Amrit, 8.5, statistically speaking, out of 10 people. 85% of the people who were asked said yes. They believe in a higher power. So we have massive agreement that there's more going on here than meets the eye. We simply can't agree on what that is and what that higher power wants and what God requires of us and what happens if we don't give what we imagine that God requires. And those disagreements, as I mentioned a moment ago, have created actually violence and war on this planet for all but 5% of recorded history. So I think it's important, and I think it's obviously why it's important. If humanity wishes to survive itself, it's important for us to get in touch with our natural connection to a higher power and to see what we can be invited to remember about the purpose of life, about who we are, about why we're really here on this planet, and what our opportunities are that lie ahead should we choose to engage in the evolutionary process in a conscious rather than an unconscious way.
Hope you're thoroughly enjoying this moment from a full-length podcast we've got here on The Inspired Evolution. If you are intrigued and so-called, check out the full episode to where you're listening to this podcast now.